Welcome to Breakfast with Bacon, the Relationship Doctor. Call in and be a part of today's program. Call 622-9256 or call us toll-free at 888-249-9151. Now, here is your host for Breakfast with Bacon, Dr. Christine Bacon.
Good morning. What a joyful Friday. And I have a great guest for you. Those who already got our Facebook posts, you know that I have with me today Joy Restoration Coach. No, her name is not Joy, though I always want to call her Joy. We should change your name to Joy, Cynthia. Yes, I think I'm going to do that, even if your mother didn't. Your name is now Joy.
Oh, my heavens.
But no, Cynthia Gossman, who is actually a certified Joy Restoration Coach, and that's not some kind of made-up name. Mm-hmm. There's an actual licensure certifying that, and I want to hit right into it without a lot of small talk. What is Joy Restoration Coaching, Cynthia, and then why did you get into that?
Okay, well, thank you, Christine, for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm delighted to have you.
Joy Restoration Coaching is something that correlates with people who have had, you know, setbacks, grievances, losses in their life, and it kind of takes them to the next level. When people are going through hard times, whether it's death of a loved one, a divorce, moving, graduation, retirement.
Loss of a business.
Right. Any kind of big, huge change in your life, you know, people have grievances. Right. And then how do you pick up the pieces and start your dreams again? And also, how do you build your resilience so that you can take on these life changes and crises and still have happiness in your heart?
It's funny that you mentioned resilience too, because you know I've done leadership training.
Yes.
And one of the qualities of excellent leaders, the top 10% of leaders, is that they have great resilience. They can handle things. And it's not just leaders, people who in most professions, people who survived their lives when 9/11 happened.
Exactly.
You know, people with great resilience were the ones we were all hurting, but the ones who were able to say, okay, let's pick up, let's go. What are we going to do? How are we going to make something new out of these
yes.
ashes? So excellent. So, and I like it because everything you talk about, I've been trying to get Ms. Gossman onto the air for, I think, 2 months, 3 months, maybe long. No,
I'm
a year
now.
Ago. Yeah, so I'm here. But because of what you do, so let me just put a little bit out. So you're an emotion strategist.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that our emotions really guide a lot more of the direction in our lives than we give it credit for, correct?
Exactly. And oftentimes we have a gap between our head and our heart.
Mm-hmm.
So the emotion strategies are proven techniques to kind of, you know, work on shifting learned behaviors and patterns and habits to help bridge that gap. Oftentimes when our heart gets broken and we get disappointed or crushed or shattered, if we try to use our head as the tool, we don't succeed as much as if we used our heart as the tool. So basically you have to feel your emotions and have to touch base with your emotions as well as the people around you. And I know that you're a fellow emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Distributor, yeah, whatever we call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know,
facility.
And that has a lot to do with it, is that our society today doesn't support that. And it's very, very important for us to be in tune to our emotions and to have strategies of when the bridge is too big between our heart and our head. One of the other things that I do offer in my programs, which is actually a book by Dr. Caroline Leaf, is a brain sweep. There are certain things that your brain will respond to and create patterns and create habits and kind of like your default mechanism. Well, all of that kind of falls under the neuroscience and the neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of us, if we want, we can change the paths in our brain, which then will help us with our emotions. So some people, it's kind of like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know,
right.
Our thoughts or our feelings?
Are you familiar with Albert Ellis's ABC theory of emotional arousal?
No, that sounds
Tell me if it's
though.
The same thing, because I'm listening to you. Cynthia and I both teach anger management. We have a lot of things in in common in terms of our dealing with grief, anger, forgiveness. I haven't done any specific forgiveness training like you have, and I'll read your bio in a bit for our listeners. But Albert Ellis, who is very famous, ABC theory is basically the activating events, the beliefs about those events, and the consequences. So you're riding down the street, so you're minding your own business, life is good, you got your favorite song on the radio, and some guy cuts you off on the right, gets in front of you, slams on his brakes, causing you to have to slam on your brakes, spill your coffee, which really annoys you, and then he has the nerve to flip you the bird in the window, right in the rearview mirror. Yeah. Okay, so what do? Now, before I ask you what you do, because I have a sense I know what your response is, if I ask that to, you know, 20 people in an anger management class, one says, I'm going to flip him off back. Another one says, I'm going to go try and hit his car. I'm going to follow him out of the parking lot. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Well, some people will inevitably say what you, I think, are going to say. What would you do if that happened to you?
Well, one of the things that I teach, and I'm the creator of PAP. And it stands for patience, acceptance, and perspective. Mm-hmm. One of the big things that we do is that we let our ego get in the way, and we don't see it from a different perspective. Now, there could be, you know, I'm only human, so there might be times where I want to flip the bird.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I don't.
All the time. And if you do, it's under the dashboard, right?
But there are other choices. But so many times, we are used to what our defaults are, our responses. And so in the anger management part of it, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this at all, but we have, you know, the frontal lobe,
prefrontal cortex,
the neocortex, and then we have the amygdala.
Mm-hmm, that's our emotion center.
And that is one of the things that I teach in my 7-step Happiness by Choice program is what's happening? Well, basically your amygdala gets hijacked.
The amygdala, the amygdala is where all this cortisol will fly up to it, and you're like,
right.
And you can't calm down.
And it shuts down your neocortex, which is
the
your rational.
Right.
Yep.
It's like, let me just stop you from being logical, and I'm just going to make you want to punch me in the face.
Exactly. So one of the things that is very, very interesting and fantastic to see people is when I can coach them on what's triggering you.
Let's work
with that. And then you can manage it to where eventually you can stop
it. It's no longer a trigger.
Well, not only is it a trigger, but you can actually stop the hijack. And say, you know what? I don't want to go down that road.
So let me finish ABC theory because it's exactly what you're talking about. And then I find it's a dumb blonde way of saying it. So Cynthia's a brunette, so she's a lot smarter than I am. I got to say this. I got to dumb it down. Okay, if you're blonde out there, just lighten up, okay? You know that we're really smart. So
that's actually one of my sayings, too, is just lighten up.
Yeah. But the ABC theory says when that guy flipped you off, that's the activating event. What most people see is, well, what do you do? Is the consequence. I flip them off back. I chase them down. I've actually had someone in my anger management class like, well, I've put a gun and I've started shooting at them. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
noted.
Yeah,
let me not flip off some guy who's whatever. But the point of it is I go, so why'd you do it? They said, well, the guy cut me off. I said, that's not what caused you. Yes, it did. That caused my behaviors. I said, no, it didn't. What you're doing is you're flipping from the A, activating event, to C, the consequences. There's a B in the middle that happened so instantaneously that you weren't even aware of it. And the B is, I'm saying kind of what you're saying, but in a different way, is your beliefs about that event.
Right.
The person who responded by flipping them back off might be thinking, no one does that to me. But the person who responded by chasing them down might be thinking, you know, you could have killed me and I don't let anyone kill me and I don't deserve. So whatever the beliefs about that event, that being cut off, cause the consequential actions.
And
right?
Those, absolutely. And that's an excellent way. I'm going to go get this book.
ABC theory, right.
Because so much of the time it's our history. It's our patterns. It's our learned behaviors. It's from when we were toddlers. Well, how did mom and dad react to someone?
Right.
Cutting them off. And so a belief could have been integrated into our bodies and our minds and our souls from the time that we were two.
Because we witnessed it
and we learned that behavior.
Right.
And that's to us what we feel is normal.
Right.
Well, then there comes a time, and you and I talk about this before, is awareness. And kind of like what Dr. Phil says, well, how's that working for you?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, now, today, in the here and now, stop for a minute. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Take a look at your habits. There's no judgment here, but how are they working for you?
Right.
And
if
do you want...
If your wife is leaving you, if your husband is leaving you, if your boss is saying, I need to get you out of here because no one wants to work with you, you might argue to the death that what you're doing is right, but what you and I, Cynthia, are talking about is not being right. It's about being happy.
Exactly.
Right? If it's not working
exactly.
for you and you're miserable, great.
Yes.
But let's change it.
And that's where, you know, are you ready to be happy? You know, are you willing to let go? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to not play the win-lose game?
Right.
Are you willing to admit that you were wrong? Admitting that you were wrong is not doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means what you have practiced.
You're a big person.
What you've practiced thus far in your life, if it's not working for you anymore, if it's not bringing you happiness,
yeah.
you have the power to say, well, that was wrong, but that's all I knew. But you know what? I can learn this over here,
exactly.
and I can feel so much better.
Right. And even if you are right, too many people are like, well, I wasn't wrong. And I'm like, there have been times where I wasn't wrong, and I just submitted because... being happy was more important. And
yeah.
when I didn't assert my rightness to the other person, there was, and I could see it, and a more of a greater respect for me and
mm-hmm.
my behaviors. Almost like you, like when people, you get those people with attitudes, you're in Walmart or whatever, and they bump into you and they got that, they do the head thing,
yeah.
like, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I must have been too close to you. When I knew darn well I wasn't too close to you. I know
right.
it was you who bumped into me.
Right.
But if I take it upon myself, kind of short circuits the other person too, like, well, oh,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And then also, as you know, with that, if someone observes that, if someone else is in the line behind you and they observe that, that's almost an act of kindness.
Yes.
And an act of kindness not only increases the person who's giving it, their serotonin level in their brain makes them
right.
happier, the person who's receiving, their serotonin level can be elevated, but also the person who's
observing,
watching.
I never even thought of that.
So it's acts of kindness. And again, if you can get away from ego, if you can get away from who's right, who's wrong, kind of like that victimization that you
yes.
and I were talking about yesterday, that right there will free you of a lot of that toxicity that you're holding inside of you. And oftentimes we have to detox our thoughts, detox
yeah.
our emotions in order to be happy.
This sounds really touchy-feely, though you and I know it's not, right? We're
yeah,
going to get into it. I want to let the listeners know, you've got a lot of credentials, so I'm going to kind of graze through it. But basically, on our next quarter hour, I want to talk about how you got into this, but I'll quickly say that you have personal experience as not only a widow, but a widow at a young age, which really catapulted you into this career that you have, that along with the natural giftings that I know that you have. You know, you just kind of have that human side.
Yeah.
But you help clients experience a change in their perspective so that they can move successfully from darkness and bereavement to lighter hearts, peace, the stuff that they're seeking for. So you specialize in conflict resolution, emotional intelligence, and I know as a, I keep forgetting what I'm supposed to call it, facilitator, qualified administrator of emotional intelligence, your success in your personal life, business life, every area of your life, parenting, 85 to 98% of it is attributed to those with high emotional intelligence. So if you're a corporate leader right now and you're listening and you're struggling in your workplace, or you might want to contact
Cynthia.
I was going to call you Joy again. I know Cynthia. She is a friend, but Joy Restoration just makes me want to call you Joy. I'm so sorry. But, you know, all the things that you offer, the creator of the PAP that you talked about, you have signature programs that we'll get to. But I want our listeners, they're going to hear your story after we take this commercial break. I want them to hear your story. And then I know that Cynthia is open. If you are struggling with any kind of grief right now and you want maybe just you want to give her your question, your comment, please give us a call here at 222-1171. That's area code 757. 222-1171. Give us a call and you can talk to Cynthia or myself. And if you just have a question and you'd prefer instead to text it, the number is 757. 343-0368. I'm going to be like one of those commercials that repeats 92 times. 343-0368. 3443-0368. Again, that was 3-4-3-0-3-6-8. Don't those commercials annoy you? But you know what? You remember those stupid phone numbers?
I think we put it with a jingle.
I know. 3-4-3-0-3-6-8. Text me. Don't be late. This is Dr. Christine Bacon with my very special guest, Joy Restoration Consultant.
Coach.
Cynthia Gossman. You're listening to Dr. Christine Bacon on Breakfast with Bacon. Please stay tuned in.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Moisture under your home causes big problems that, if ignored, can cause that big problem to become an expensive one. Joint Air's Moisture Control can solve that problem. Joint Air's Moisture Control can remove standing water under your home, remove and install moisture barriers, install sand for level grading under and outside your home. If needed, Joint Air's Moisture Control can repair crawl space timbers, and crawl space cleanout is also available. Offering the highest quality work at reasonable pricing, call Joint Air's Moisture Control now at 757-779-5571. That's 757-779-5571. Joint Air's Moisture Control, James and Sharon Anderson owners. 757-779-5571.
Frankie's Place for Ribs has been a favorite of Virginia Beach since the 1980s. Frankie's offers the best ribs and home-cooked dishes in the Hampton Roads area. Come and sit down in our spacious restaurant where you can enjoy our relaxed family atmosphere and the food you love. Want to dine at home? You can order takeout by visiting our menu online at frankiesribs.com or order by phone by calling 757-495-RIBS. That's 757-495-7427. Don't forget, Frankie's has two separate rooms that can accommodate groups up to 100. Best of all, we allow you to order from our party pack menu, which includes a great discount. So come on down and dive into the best ribs you've ever devoured and find out why we were voted the best barbecue in town. Frankie's Place for Ribs in the Fairfield Shopping Center at the intersection of Kempsville and Providence Road, Virginia Beach. Remember, there's no place like Frankie's for ribs. See you there.
Considering a career in cosmetology or hairstyling? Maybe you're searching for a stunning new look. Ward's Corner Beauty Academy is your destination. With two convenient locations in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, the Academy is a leading cosmetology and styling school in the Hampton Roads area. Fully accredited and approved by the U.S. Department of Education, we offer day and evening classes to fit your schedule. Need financial aid? You may qualify for a federal Pell Grant or federal direct loan. We also offer a variety of public salon services at discounted prices, all performed by students under the supervision of licensed instructors. So visit us online at wardscornerbeautyacademy.edu or call our main campus in Norfolk at 757-583-3300. In Virginia Beach, no problem. Call 757-473-5555. We are Ward's Corner Beauty Academy in Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Call now and be a cut above the rest.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and antioxidant-rich krill oil together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can reduce your risk of coronary heart disease. It also promotes joint comfort in just 7 days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free, but only by calling 1-800-340-6201. 1-800-340-6201. For your free bottle, call right now. 1-800-340-6201. That's 1-800-340-6201.
You're listening to Breakfast with Bacon on AM 1110. Now, here's Dr. Christine Bacon.
Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to my special guest today is Cynthia Gossman, and she is a certified joy restoration coach. And it's really a form of life coaching, but it was based on her own really focusing on joy was based on her own story that, Cynthia, you're going to share with our listeners now. And I really appreciate you coming into such a dark place of your life with our listeners. But as you and I both know, the ending is happy. It's what brought you to where you are today.
Right.
So tell our listeners, how on earth does someone want to get into a profession where you bring joy to other people?
Well, I don't know if everybody who's experienced what I have experienced wants to do what I do. Mm-hmm. That was more of a, kind of a divine intervention and a calling,
right.
that I was obedient listening to.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best
decisions
to make. What really catapulted me into this type of coaching was actually becoming widowed suddenly at the age of 30. My husband was killed in a construction accident, just kind of went to work one day and didn't come home. And I had three small kids. They were ages 2, 4, and 7. In the big scheme of things, two of my children have special needs. At the time, it was kind of more like only one of my children had special needs. I've got two girls and a boy. My middle child, Nicholas, was born with Down syndrome. He also has autistic spectrum disorder, and he had a lot of health issues. He was born with a heart defect, and so he's had a number of different surgeries and therapies and things like that. Well, my older daughter has struggled in her own ways with mental illness, and that's not a bad thing, guys, okay?
Right.
I know people don't really like the name mental illness, but one of the things that I'd like to take an opportunity right now is just share with you, if someone had diabetes or heart disease, you wouldn't think
shun
twice.
Them. Right.
Yeah. Well, basically, mental illness is brain disease. Okay, there are certain chemicals or certain circuitries that just aren't working right.
Right.
And so learn about it. Don't be scared of it. Well, I grew up with this, okay? It's in
your family.
It's in my
right.
family, okay? So, but parenting, widowed parenting with now two, she had complicated grief. She was 7, so she remembered her dad.
Yeah.
And then I had grief, and then I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. Is this like normal with the children, or is this because they're grieving?
Or is this because I'm grieving and they're grieving? Or is it because I'm grieving and we're dealing with mental illness and they're grieving? Or is it their age levels? Am I losing my mind? Am I, give me a cigarette. I don't smoke. Why do I want a cigarette?
So that is why my book, The Chronicles of a Widowed Mom Gone Mad.
Perfect title.
Is going to be something of that I hope will just validate so many people out there that, hey, you're not alone. And if you can find joy in the journey.
Right.
So it started out with really specifically bereavement care, grief coaching. But then because of all these other...
You said it took you 3 years of walking around in a funk before you woke up and thought, I got to do something, right? Didn't you
Well,
say?
That was as far as parenting goes. It was about 2.5 years that I actually... another friend of mine, a colleague, she had lost her husband and just dropped dead of a heart attack like the day before Thanksgiving. And I knew from my own experience, okay, it's Thanksgiving, family's going to come in, they're going to see her through the holidays. And then, of course, after the first of the year, everybody has to get back to their lives. The phone calls slow down. The tuna casseroles stop coming.
Right.
The cards stop coming. And I knew that is when it was going to hit her. Holy crap. This really did happen.
Right.
As her support system begins to dissipate. So I took her to lunch. And I just said, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm here for you. The magic and the chemistry that we had between us is what basically I feel like God was just shining down and saying, this is your path, Missy.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do. Because I didn't go there get to expect anything from my friend. But what I got was incredible. It was validation. 2.5 years, I hadn't talked to anybody who had lost a spouse. I had looked into support groups they all kind of averaged about 70, 80 years old. I had looked into parents without partners at the time. This was almost 20 years ago. That was kind of like a social dating party scene. That wasn't for me. So I created what I needed. And through those years, I gained knowledge and CEUs and really my best college that I could have ever gone to was not from a university. It was from walking the walk, but it was also from walking the walk with thousands of other men and women who were walking the walk. And so that's when I decided, well, you know, for technicality issues, let's go ahead and get some certifications.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get some licenses, right. And that kind of thing. I deliberately chose not to go the clinical route. I deliberately chose not to go and become a psychiatrist or a psychologist or any of those type things.
Right.
I had watched my daughter from the age of 7 to the age of 16, 9 years, go in and out of therapy, on and off meds, and nobody was able to reach her. Nobody was able to get into her and really connect with her. And unfortunately, I don't know how it is nationwide, but I know, unfortunately, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and insurance companies tend to help, they compromise the care right. that someone with complicated issues or mental illness can actually receive. So you almost have to kind of be one step ahead of the game. So basically, as far as parenting goes, and this is going to be in my book as well, I had to make the decision of saving my daughter's life. Here it is. She's 16 years old. She's got 2 more years, and she could tell me, hit the road, Jack, you know, and be a complete menace to society. So I ended up looking into residential treatment centers, and I found one in Utah, and she was there. We were all in treatment, but she was there.
Right.
For 11 and a half months. I do feel it saved
her
life.
And you were in Virginia.
And I was in Virginia.
So that must have been hard in and of itself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it was very, very good. And it's you know, some people will say, well, you know, did it work? Did it fix her? It's like, well, you know, I don't really think there's anything out there that can fix people. But there are things out there that can give them a different perspective. It can give them maybe more tools to choose from in their toolbox. But ultimately, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
It's like the insulin for a diabetic. Did it fix their diabetes? No, but it got them through that day. And,
yes.
And it made their blood sugar at an acceptable level.
Yes.
So it gets her through each day,
yes.
And she knows. And you do it by changing your thoughts, which is exactly part of what they did as well, right? Changing how you're thinking to give you the positive outcome that you want. Am I off track?
Well, no. And then sometimes, you know, one of the things when you talk about grief and you have hardships and setbacks and heartbreaks to where your very core has been shattered, our society today has the tendency of, oh, Christine, come on, you just need to put this behind you.
You know, pull up your bootstraps.
Right.
Get over it.
And by being a grief coach, I understand the necessity of you've got to actually go towards that pain, okay?
Yes.
You've got this big, dark forest in front of you. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You can't go around it because you know what? Eventually, it's a pay now or pay later.
Right.
And so many people, for various reasons, don't seek the help that they need or they don't know where to seek. And so they struggle. And then someone could be 45 years old and have a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Because of something that maybe happened when they were 7.
That they weren't even really cognizant of.
That they weren't able to process.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to reframe the event, process the emotions, process the thoughts, and then bridge the gap between the two.
Well, and I'd love to ask you for an example of something that you've worked through with, of course, unnamed clients and things. But we do have to take a commercial break and give our thanks to those sponsors who keep us on the air.
Absolutely.
So you are listening to Dr. Christine Bacon with my very special guest, Cynthia Gossman, Joy Restoration Coach. And again, if you'd like to talk to her, ask her a question, the number here is 757-222-1171, or text us your question or comment to 757-343-0368. Please stay tuned for the during this message from our sponsors.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-908-1346, 800-908-1346.
Frankie's Place for Ribs has been a favorite of Virginia Beach since the 1980s. Frankie's offers the best ribs and home-cooked dishes in the Hampton Roads area. Come and sit down in our spacious restaurant where you can enjoy our relaxed family atmosphere and the food you love. Want to dine at home? You can order takeout by visiting our menu online at frankiesribs.com or order by phone by calling 757-495-RIBS. That's 757-495-7427. Don't forget, Frankie's has two separate rooms that can accommodate groups up to 100. Best of all, we allow you to order from our party pack menu, which includes a great discount. So come on down and dive into the best ribs you've ever devoured and find out why we were voted the best barbecue in town. Frankie's Place for Ribs in the Fairfield Shopping Center at the intersection of Kempsville and Providence Road, Virginia Beach. Remember, there's no place like Frankie's for ribs. See you there.
For 20 years, Miniman Press has been your commercial neighborhood printer in the Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads area. Highly experienced, individualized attention, and personal solutions from concept to completion is what makes Miniman Press the area's top professional printer. Ask us about our wide array of products and services by dropping by our offices at 1637 North Independence Boulevard in Virginia Beach, or give us a call at 757-464-6136. That's 757-464-6136. No time to chat? You can visit us online at MinutemanPress.com. From concept to completion, we're here for all your printing needs. We're Minuteman Press. Call us at 757-464-6136. That's 757-464-6136. That's 757-464-6136.
Let's get it started. You're listening to Breakfast with Bacon on AM 1110. Now, here's Dr. Christine Bacon.
Thanks for tuning in again. If you have questions, my guest is Joy Restoration Coach, Cynthia Gossman. I'd like to make sure to say, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about her, what she does corporate training, she does individuals, leadership, a slew of trainings, which Cynthia, if there's any particular one you want to mention, go ahead. But go to her website, www.cynthiagossman.com. That's CYNTHIAGOSSMAN. So cynthiagossman.com. You'll learn a little bit more about her. If you, you can also go to my Facebook page and I will give you some information there. But Cynthia, so we've been talking about joy restoration, and this isn't just for individuals. This is for companies and mm-hmm. leaders and, you know, emotional intelligence. It's a really package of being a better human being. I think that's a nice way to sum it up, wouldn't you?
It is. And it's also about the culture of the business.
So you do businesses, and that's what we want to focus
on. I do personal coaching. for people who are just struggling with the death of a loved one or struggling with dealing with a live person in their life.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes that can be just as difficult in its own realm. But the other thing, too, is that we were all brought up mostly thinking, I'll be happy when I get successful. I'll be happy when I get my new car. I'll be happy when I finish college. I'll be happy when I get the promotion. I'll be happy when I get the new house. Success is not the precursor to happiness. Happiness is the precursor to success. That is where my emotional intelligence as well as positive psychology comes in to help companies, entrepreneurs, businesses. If you have employees that are more engaged and that are more happy, the whole culture is going to be more engaged.
Exactly.
And more happy. And therefore, profits are going to be higher. So happiness in the workplace bring higher profits.
How can you say that?
If happiness, first of all, it's all based on Harvard. Okay, Steve Aker is the big guy who brought positive psychology into Harvard.
And positive psychology, for our listeners who are unaware, is actually a study of happiness. It's happiness research. It's a newer studies of past 20 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. I use it in my trainings as well. So I just want to make sure our listeners know that this isn't just some fly-by-night thing.
Right.
Harvard's actually doing, you know, sanctioned research on happiness.
And they actually offer the happiness course.
Right.
And originally the study was among students about, well, when they start school, why do some students excel and some students flounder? And the thing of it is, the students who excelled already had a sense of happiness first. Then what they did is they brought it out to the workplace. They brought it out to businesses and Fortune 500 companies. And so it is still, just like emotional intelligence, is still fairly new in the last 20 plus years. More and more employers are starting to be more open to it.
Right.
Here are some actually statistics from Gallup polls as well as the Harvard Business Review. When you have a happy workplace, you have 125% less burnout.
Wow.
You have 300% more creative and innovative
ideas
and employees. You have a 44% higher retention.
Which that alone, if a boss is listening right now, is like, whoa. Our people are going to stay with us.
Yes. You have 46% more employees who are satisfied with their jobs.
Which is why they don't leave.
Yep. And you have a 50% better safety records to where there's less accidents and also product defects on the job. So this is something.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just because I'm happy with what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's that perspective. It's that part of the PAP where, okay, I need to have patience with this person that I'm not seeing eye to eye on. I have to accept that they have a different perspective. But I also have to accept that I may never get along with this person. So how can we make it to where our personal egos get checked at the door and we can come in and get the job done? Now, there are some employees, there are some supervisors, there are going to be some leaders that are going to have deeper issues. And so with me coming in and being able to teach a department and eventually teach a culture, I can, with confidentiality, identify that there might be some employees, managers, leaders struggling a little bit more. And they may need to have one-on-one coaching that I can offer with them. So it really kind of goes hand in hand. The main thing is these to have the, again, don't focus on what's wrong, but focus on what you can make better. And a lot of a lot of the Forbes reviews and the Harvard reviews, they basically are now promoting in the HR departments, in the employee wellness programs, EAP, they are now promoting to offer these wellness programs to their departments, to their employees. They're realizing that if they can increase the happiness and the joy, everybody, it's a win-win.
Yeah. And I wonder if that happy song that's so popular that Pharrell wrote, I think it's because people are innately desirous of being happy. And if it makes you happy, it's just like, I just love the feeling that I get when I'm happy.
I love that song.
I do too. And if you're happy, though, you work faster, you work happier, you're more pleasant to the people you're around, you're more satisfied with yourself. And yeah, so there's just such great statistical byproducts of happiness and joy and peace. We're really talking about a peace, an internal peace, and accepting my circumstances. And, you know, it's the serenity prayer, changing the ones that I can, accepting the ones that I can't, and then wisdom to know the difference. Yeah. And sometimes it takes hiring someone like you to help us see that wisdom that might
otherwise be. Because I'm not emotionally involved.
Right.
I can look at it with emotions and how it affects it, but I offer the other perspective.
Right.
And oftentimes we've got our own blinders on.
Because you can disconnect from the particular situation.
Exactly.
So who would be your clients? You got people listening, individuals, corporations. I mean, someone who is... This is a company that needs my help. Can you kind of...
I would say if you've got employees where there's a lot of drama in the office, if you've got employees, not just one or two, but you're seeing a pattern of...
enough that it's...
Tardiness.
Hurting morale.
Absenteeism. Right? Not meeting deadlines. You know, different things like that in your company, then that would definitely be a red flag for you to think, how can I increase the morale and the engagement and the happiness of this particular department? As far as individuals go, and this actually kind of works with the companies too, people who believe in this stuff, okay, people who know it's not a quick fix, but people who are willing to change, they're willing to learn something new, but they're also willing to let go of what hasn't been working and realize, you know what, maybe that just wasn't the right choice.
Can I say something about my word choice? I try not to use the word change because I think a lot of people have a huge issue with it. And I don't necessarily, this is just my interpretation, I don't necessarily think
shift.
That we change. Yeah, I think that we focus on different qualities within ourselves. And as you said earlier, we kind of minimize those that don't work for us. We deal with the issues, the skeletons in the closet. When I deal with that, you know, skeleton that's been bothering me for 30 years, it doesn't change me because the skeleton's still there, but he's no longer hanging in my closet. He's out on the front door, and then the sunlight disintegrates him, and it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of you, I've learned in my classes, you're afraid of change. This isn't about becoming a different you. This is about becoming a better version
exactly.
of yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and just being able to walk in your own skin.
And kind of detoxing yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got, like, we were
it's
talking
your
about
cleanse,
the
cleanse, like the body cleanse. We're cleansing your spirit. In how many steps? You get programs, right?
I do. I have one program that is my signature program, and it's the 7 Steps Happiness by Choice. I am licensed to teach that, and then it has...
Who'd you get your licensure from?
From the Professional Christian Counseling and Coaching Academy.
So this is authentic licensure
yes.
from... Yeah, and exactly.
Yes.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
And so in about, 7 steps, really determining readiness. A lot of people aren't ready to be happy. You know, and then we kind of touch on forgiving, you know, getting those skeletons
huge.
Out of the closet.
Yeah.
Then we talk about our comfort zones. How can we expand them? How can we be more flexible? How can we lighten up?
Yeah.
We talk about brain sweeping, doing the detox in the brain. Remember all those little patterns and circuitries. And then we actually go into... really what your values are in life. What are your objectives? What are your goals? we also talk about having a healthy lifestyle. What works for you? It doesn't mean that you're going to become this super healthy eating, exercising kind of person. But there are certain things that you can do, take little steps and integrate right. them into your life that'll make you feel better about yourself.
Right.
And I think that was all
just,
the seven.
That's just one of the programs that you offer. Yes. But basically, if you're not happy as you should be or want to be, you really might want to contact Cynthia Gossman. And you can do that by going to her website, www.cynthiagossman.com, G-O-S-S-M-A-N. You could also contact me at my Breakfast with Bacon Facebook page. Give us a call at 222-1171. That's an area code, 757-222-1171. There's just various ways, but you know what? You deserve to be happy. You just deserve to not be held down, crying, mm-hmm. sad.
Lighten up that heavy heart.
Yeah. And even if you're a man, and a lot of men are hearing the word emotion, they think, ugh. You know, well, no, it's for you as well. But
there is a feminine part of the brain and a masculine part of the brain.
Well, my boss here is giving me the 1 minute sign. So we need to take the commercial break. Let's talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Dr. Christine Bacon on Breakfast with Bacon. Please stay tuned.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Affordable Care Advisors is a referral service and not affiliated with the U.S. government. Policies have exclusions and limitations, not available in all states. Call for costs and complete details of coverage.
If you're having trouble getting health insurance or can't afford it, there's a free service that can help get you the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Even if you have pre-existing conditions, Affordable Care Advisors can help get you health plans featuring zero deductibles and first dollar coverage, all for as little as the cost of your daily cup of coffee. Call us at 800-473-0568 and speak with one of our specialists. We'll explain in plain English what plans are available, their benefits, and how much they cost. Don't put it off. Get the peace of mind knowing you and your family are protected. Even if you missed enrollment in Obamacare, Affordable Care Advisors free service can help you get the health care plan you need at a price to fit your budget. Call toll-free 800-473-0568. 800-473-0568. 800-473-0568 for a free quote.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-499-6307. 1-800-499-6307. That's 1-800-499-6307.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031.
Welcome to the Forest Gallery of Virginia Beach, a premier portrait studio specializing in families, high school seniors, and children. For over 40 years, we have made your family a part of ours by creating timeless family heirlooms. Mr. Forrest is a master photographer and photographic craftsman, and has become legend in posing, lighting, and capturing time in a way that is truly remarkable. As one of the largest studios in the area with a 3-acre portrait garden situated on the waterfront, you are guaranteed unique images unlike anything else. You can come by the Forest Gallery located at 5473 Shore Drive in Virginia Beach or contact us at 757-464-6800. That's 757-464-6800. Please feel free to visit our website at forestphoto.com. Create your own timeless family heirloom today to cherish for a lifetime at the Forest Gallery.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-866-939-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-866-939-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free free professional installation.
Call 1-866-939-MYTV. 1-866-939-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-866-939-MYTV. 1-866-39-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-866-939-MYTV. 1-866-939-MYTV.
Let's get it started. You're listening to Breakfast with Bacon on AM 1110. Now, here's Dr. Christine Bacon.
You know, I thought it was amazing when I met Miss Cynthia Gossman and I realized that she was in the profession, gets paid to help people bring joy into her life. I said to her, and again, I can't even remember when you and I had first met, but I was like, I need to meet this woman. I need to get you on the show because you do. What I do is we are here because we want
there people. Needs to be more of us.
There needs to be. And you know, I want you listening to realize this isn't just a touchy-feely part. This is the way God wired you, men and women. And I always have this special affinity to men because men have, and you and I were talking about this on the commercial break, is one of the dirtiest words out of the mouth of a male is weak. I don't want to be perceived as weak. And anytime you put the word weak and emotion together, that's exactly how the vast majority of men think. And so, you know, I really want to talk to you about emotional awareness isn't just soft emotions. It's emotions like frustration and incompetence and anger and hurt and maybe Cynthia, you can think of some, but
guilt and shame.
You know, I have a friend who's in prison and he's in prison for reckless homicide and he has just done a huge turnover since his time in there. And I've often talked about he's finally able to face the emotion that got him. The emotion. It's not logic that gets people in trouble. It's our emotion.
Well, that's like the ABC, okay? That person who gets cut off and then flips them the bird.
What did they feel? They felt something.
Okay, but not only that, but where did it come from? Right. It didn't come from that guy cutting him off the road.
It came from other people cutting him off in his life.
And or it came from something that happened in his childhood, his teenage years, his adulthood. He might have been carrying this anger around for so many years and didn't even know it, doesn't even know where.
It becomes so much a part of you that you need an outside person like Cynthia to help you to see. And you know, even though you can't articulate it, you know in your soul what it is. And the right questions,
which
and that's is part of what your job is.
Forgiveness piece is big on that. Because
well, first, though, the right questions come from you and helping them to see what it is that they need to forgive. And a lot of people are like, I never really realized that. That's it. For instance, my mother. Well, if we go to my friend in prison and then we go to my mother, this my friend in prison was his mother left him outside of a bar in his baby carriage when he was 6 months old. So then he's in foster care. His older sister, his grandparents fought for her and got her in custody, but he was left with these alcoholic parents who were always getting taken in by social services. His grandparents had abandoned him. His father's family abandoned him. They won't even take him, didn't, you know, try to say there's paternity issues. And long story short, after he killed the woman that he's in prison for, and he said to me, you know, I now recognize it was a lifetime of abandonment that and what had happened. I know the situation, but you know, she was leaving him that day and he was like, I will not be abandoned again. And he was never able to say that word until now. He's had time in prison to think about it. And so emotional awareness is huge.
Yes.
My mother was sexually abused by her father for 10 years from the age of 2 till about 12 when she finally told her mother what had been happening. Mm-hmm. But in 1957, you know, mothers didn't understand what caused, and my grandmother got upset with my mother, her daughter, for lying because she said, well, I've been giving my husband all of his needs, so he couldn't have possibly have been coming to you. And in that time, you know, so my grandparents had to give up custody of my mother to put her in a girl's home. And my mother is such not a victim. My mother is such a survivor. She's amazing. And she made me the woman who I am today, which I don't think is so bad. My husband might have.
Stop.
You know, but I talked to my mom and I said, you know, where do a lot of your pains, you know, who are you more hurt by, your mom or your dad? And she goes, well, definitely my dad. He's the one that did this. I said, really? Because your mom is the one who
turned the other way.
Yeah. And after we talked about it for a while, she goes, I never really realized I was more hurt by my mother not believing me and trusting me. And and she turned me away when I was just trying to tell her that I was her little girl. And she chose, you know, her perpetrator over her. So this conversation is, you know, you may not have been the victim of sexual abuse or in the social system and foster care, but...
But a lot of it is learned behaviors, learned patterns, and it's the emotional awareness that we all can be in charge of our own life to where we can say, you know what? Great, that's where I came from. But do I want to keep that? And is that where I want to continue to go?
Right.
We all have the power inside of ourselves to have that emotional awareness.
Yeah. So I know we don't have a lot of time left. There's two questions I'm going to ask you. You know what the last question is I'm going to ask you. But this first one is, we talked about corporate clients, but personal, if there's an individual who's listening, what type of individuals would usually contact you and say, I need your coaching?
I don't really think that there is a specific type of individuals because I've worked with many different scenarios. So it's not really, oh, you have to be between this age or you have to have had
but
this happen to you.
Someone who's struggling with...
Yeah, someone who's struggling, someone who's open to new ideas, someone who's open to really just stop the insanity.
Yeah.
Someone who's willing to, you know, yeah, we're going to have to take a little look at the pain, but we're not going to stay there long because we want to find out how we can empower you today and have you thrive from this point forward. But I do provide a very safe environment.
It's all emotionally safe.
Emotionally safe.
About.
It's all confidential. You know, I sign agreements, they sign agreements. So, and there's no judgment. There's no, there's no assessment. There's no diagnosis. There's no medication.
It's just two human beings walking through life, and
yeah.
You're just objectively
yeah.
helping the person to see their own issues.
Now, if I see that they could benefit from psychiatry or psychology or
counseling.
Medications or
yeah.
counseling, absolutely. I work very well with people who are in therapy. Mm-hmm. With someone else. Sometimes you just have to go get a good medical checkup with your yeah. with your regular doctor. So I blend well with a lot of different professionals.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So if you think there's any chance that you're just not happy, you're just crying a lot, you're upset, you're just not at 100%. Or you're full of anger. And even here, I'm going to put this one out there. Even if you don't think you're full of anger, but everybody else tells you you are, because the first
yeah.
part of my anger management class, I've got people go,
it's denial.
I'm only here because my wife's making me. She said you're going to leave me if I don't come. Well,
yeah.
you might want to listen. So if you are interested in at least contacting, you know, you can have free communication
yes.
With Ms. Gossman. She'll talk to you a little bit more. Doesn't cost you anything. Give her a call, right?
Yes.
At what number?
Area code 757-635-5379.
635-5379. Again, we will have that on her website, CynthiaGossman.com, and I will put on my Facebook page as well, Breakfast with Bacon. We've got less than 2 minutes, Cynthia. You know my rules. My listeners are driving down the road, and we don't want them just to say, oh, that was two nice ladies talking. Let's start the change today. What would you like to send our listeners off with saying, from this moment forward, here's what you should do differently. I'd encourage you to do this differently.
One of the big things that comes to my mind is in our relationships with our coworkers, our family members, our spouses, our children, our in-laws, our friends. You don't have to play the game. Some of them are playing games. Some of them are in patterns and cycles, and your buttons are being pushed. You have the power to not have your button be pushed anymore.
Right. And you're going to help them be aware of what those buttons are. Right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on
you.
The show. You're just so, I commend you for following God's calling in your life and
Thank
doing.
You.
And who'd have known that when you got that call that your wonderful, loving husband was killed, that it would change your life in such a, even though you grieve, such a positive way would still come out of such terrible grief.
Well, exactly. So much of the time, our riches come from our weaknesses or from the setbacks in our life.
And so I thank you for doing that.
Yes.
So I hope others can contact you and find that as well. You've been listening to Dr. Christine Bacon on Breakfast with Bacon. Have a blessed weekend.